Now, dear, I don't know. You said Pierce is such a nice one. I didn't get the first few lines of hers.
This recording is being made January 21st, 1960. And the recording is of the life of Mrs. Eliza Sage. And it's being made at the Veterans Home at King. And
where she's living, yeah.
Where she's living, yes. And Mrs. Sage, where did your father and mother, who were your father and mother?
John Phillips and Anne McLaughlin. They were born in Ireland. And Pa was about 20. He was in his 20s when he came to America. Mother was just a little 5 or 6 year old girl when she came.
And
she was the daughter of Patrick and Anne McLaughlin. I have their pictures. My, I value them so.
I'll bet you do.
Yep.
And how did they come to, why did they come to Wild Rose?
Well, he settled in, they were married the 1st of May, and they went onto his farm, and he went into the Civil War right away, soon, no, let's see, in 64, they were married in 64. He went into the war early in 65, I guess. He was there just the last few, 7 or 8 months of the war, of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived there until they had Jenny and myself and Ella, Belle, and Rob was the baby. When they moved to, his farm wasn't very large, and his family was growing so large that he moved to the town of Rose, Washera County. Took up government land, and Jenny and I, the two oldest daughters, I guess I was only 7 or 8 years old, and she was 2.5 years older than I. There was one in between us that died.
Mm-hmm.
We helped him clear that land. My, 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 how we were picking up brush and grubs and... I don't know if we want to put that in.
Well, that's okay. Where did you go to school?
To the Enterprise School, the Grove School it used to be called, right on the edge of the prairie there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that on County Trunk A now?
Yes.
Our home was.
Oh,
it's an awful looking place now, and Pa had such a wonderfully good farm, but it's been through so many, many hands.
Yes.
After he died, Mother sold it to George and Jenny Lowe. And George wanted to be a butcher, so they didn't stay long. Oh, it's been through so many hands.
And you taught school, didn't you?
Yes, I went to school. See, I was 8 years old when we moved up there. And I went to that school, and when I was 16, I taught my first year of school. And then I taught until I was married in 1892.
Where did you teach?
My first school. Where did I teach my first school? Oh, over near Swiss Lake, near Hancock.
Oh.
I had hired out to as a maid to Mrs. John R. Jones for the summer when an old man came one day. And he said that Charlie Taylor was superintendent, school superintendent. He said Charlie Taylor had sent him over there after me to go home with him and teach their school for 3 months. They couldn't find it, they hadn't found a teacher. So that's where my first school was. And then I didn't teach again for a couple of years. Jenny and I went to visit our sister, Mrs. Henry Cheston, in Illinois.
Did you have many scholars? Were there many?
No, just 12 or 15, something like that. No,
mm-hmm.
Well, I taught 2 years at Chain Lake School. I had big schools there.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught in what was the Crow School up on the prairie up towards Plainfield. That isn't there anymore. And I taught 2 years in our own school. And I taught in the Rice School 1 year. I think I taught 9 years. Then I taught 2 months one fall over in the town of Hancock, where they couldn't get a teacher for 2 months, so.
Well, the schools were a lot different than they are nowadays.
Huh?
The schools are a lot different.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, I couldn't teach now, of course. We went to what they call Teachers Institute once a year. Some girls went twice a year. But my certificate, we'd go we always went in the spring and write the examination, and our certificate would last 1 year. Etta Smith went at the same time we did, Mrs. Fred Sage.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Wilson.
Well, can you tell something about the social events in those days?
Dances and parties.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing very elegant, but we always had a good time.
Yeah. Did you have spell rounds in those days?
Oh,
in
I
the
guess
school?
Yes, we did. And I was always the speller down. I wouldn't want to write that down, but I always come out ahead.
Yeah.
Mike Irvin and I stood up for 20 minutes one time, but I beat him in the end.
Yeah.
Yes, we always had spelling schools.
Can you tell something about your home life, the ways of living
there? Well, of course, we didn't have much, only just what Pa earned as we went along.
Mm-hmm.
There were 6 girls of us and 2 boys. We always had a good time.
What did he raise at that time?
Corn and potatoes and wheat and rye. And he had an ox team, and I used to have to, I've thought so much lately. I worked with him out in the field so much. And I don't know, I did so many things for Mother that I don't remember the other kids doing. I guess I was the one that...
Were you the oldest?
No, Jenny was...
Jenny was the oldest.
2.5 years older than I. Oh, he used to cultivate with his old ox, Tom. Tom and Ned were the oxen. And Tom was an old, old ox. And he had a... Of course, no lines on an ox. He had a hold of the cultivator. And he had a long pole with the sharpened end of a nail in the end of that pole. He filed the head off, you know, and made it blunt, made it a little sharp, I think. And that was fastened to his horn and loose enough so if he didn't go straight, I could prick him a little bit with that. I don't know, he caught me unawares, I guess, and he jumped, pulled a cultivator out of Pa's hands, and away he went up to the end of the row and down this way and down the house.
Mm. Mm. Those must have been hard times,
when they... Oh, it was hard times, yes, but we didn't know it was. It was all the times we knew.
I know, but those oxen, working with those, it must have been hard. And were there any churches anywhere around
that
time?
Yes, there were, Mrs. Pierce speaks about the churches in her story. We went to the Smith School, to Sunday School, and then when those little churches were built up on the hill there near Griff Davis's, young John R's, I don't know whether you remember about them or know anything about them.
I have heard about them.
We used to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, we went somewhere to church every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think our father and mother ever did, but Pa was a very conscientious man. Sunday morning came, he had his work all done up, everything straightened up all around, and he did his shaving and his bathing Sunday morning, and cleaned up. He never did a thing all day Sunday, only just what he had to do. Well, what in the world?
Do you remember anything about the doctors in those days?
Dr. Guernsey was the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He doctored everywhere. Is that a pin?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Dr. Guernsey, where was he from?
Almond.
Oh.
your father and mother would remember him if they were.
I have heard them speak of him. And any other doctors?
Well, there was Dr. Oh, no, not in those days, I don't think. I think Dr. Grinsey was the only one. I was going to say Dr. Frost, but he came later. Plainfield.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Omick. Dr. Omick was the doctor there when Mrs. Colonel Pritchard was killed.
Oh, I don't know about that. Do you remember anything about how Wild Rose got its name?
No. Only just what I've heard. That is from all the wild roses that grew on the bank of the pond there.
Mm-hmm. Who were your neighbors up on the farm there? Who were some of the neighbors?
William R. Davis's folks lived, they weren't very close by, a mile south of us. And Mrs. Lily Yon, Mrs. Albert Yon's parents, lived, they were about a mile away, but east. Tom Davis was a bachelor. Was the our next neighbor east. He was a half a mile away. We didn't have any very close neighbors. And then the Dave Waters family up on that prairie, half a mile away, just on the edge of the prairie. Some grocers and flikers and...
Wasn't one of your brothers hurt or killed or something in an accident?
He was, an accident caused his death. He was kicked by a horse. He was to be married that summer. He bought that old Tom Hart place. That's where Mabel Hansel lived so long. He bought it from C.A. Smart, and he and Lily Davis were to be married that summer. And he was, oh, he had a beautiful team of horses. And he was out in the field and giving them a breathing spell, and when he went to start up, he noticed there's something wrong with the whipple tree, and when he went in behind Daisy, was her name, he slapped her on the hip and she let her heels fly and hurt him internally, so he, that was on Monday, and he died Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. Rob Phillips.
No hospitals in those days to
no.
take them to?
No. He was, he boarded with Jenny. Jenny lived on the old Tom Lowell farm. Where Otto, where, oh, I have the office time for getting names. Somebody
is
else.
Is that across from Emil Hansel's?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it lived there?
Well, it's a Swinzinski now, John Swinzinski.
Yes, I know. He
uh-huh.
lives there now, but that mail carrier, his wife died, and then he married again, and then he died.
Well, after you were married, you did you live on a farm? Or?
Oh, yes. We went right straight to Hancock on a farm. Lived there that summer. And in the meantime, Fred Sage had built that little house where the Gus Hoosick's wife and son live, or the son and his family live up in the woods there a little ways. And we moved down there. We lived there 2 or 3 years. That's where my two boys were born. And then we moved back to Hancock and was there 2 or 3 years. And after Rob was killed, died, we came down and Jeff worked Pa's farm. He built a little house for us there. We lived there just 1 year. And then we moved to Wild Rose.
And
we moved on to the Dave H. farm. That's what the farm that Zilpha just sold. And lived there until Beatrice was born there, until spring. In the meantime, he had built the house where Dora Patterson lives, and we lived there a couple of years. And then we lived up in the house where Mabel Hansel lives. And then we moved down into the the house where we lived so long. Elizabeth was born there. What in the world? Oh, dear.
Is that the one where Minor Potter lives?
Mm-hmm. No, from that house that I'm trying to think of, we moved to the house where Minor Potter lives. He built, he built the house where Dora Patterson lives. where Mabel Hansel lives and where the daughter lives there. She and her husband don't live together. She has a little daughter, I think. And she nurses once in a while. Why? So it'll come to me. And from there we moved to Potter's. And then we lived in Illinois for 15 months.
You've lived in a lot of places, haven't you?
Yeah, I should say. I've moved and moved and moved. And then we moved onto that farm up on the hill there, that Polish place, up near the Holtz. I guess it was Oscar Holtz's father's place in the beginning.
Did you run a milliner shop in
Yes, I run a milliner shop. And I did dressmaking for over 40 years. Run a restaurant.
I remember you made a dress for me once.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. It was made out of just this common blue percale with a little figure, a little white figure in it.
Oh.
And it was made in a sailor suit.
Yeah, we had one like it, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just grand. And
I made lots of dresses.
Mm-hmm.
You what?
What kind of a machine did you do your sewing on?
I had a white sewing machine for years. Then later years, when that played out, I sold that to Mrs. Ted Long, very cheap, and we used it over in the Red Cross rooms. And Elizabeth bought me a Singer, second-hand Singer. It's a very good machine yet. Dorothy's got it.
Did you use patterns?
Had a chart. I could cut the pattern, take a person's measurements,
and cut
the
pattern
from those measurements.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of materials did they? What were the names of the materials?
They mostly calico and percale. There was calico, and the percale would be a little bit finer. Not many heavy dresses, but all the work that was on them. A good dress was lined, the skirt was lined, and that stitching put around the bottom, up this high, brush braid around the bottom because it come to the floor.
Brush braid.
The braid on the dress and then a little brush all the way along, brush that dust away. And the waists were, they were masks. There were seams, you know, and stays, steels, put down those seams. And all overcast, there wasn't a raw edge anywhere around. You know, make a dress for $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it. And most of them were stand-up collars, and the little short stays, they had the stays on purpose for the collars. Longer one here, hold your collar up. Oh, my.
They must have been uncomfortable to wear.
Must be. I don't remember about them, though. But I can't put all that nonsense in, can I?
Yes.
Are you going to copy that down?
No, it's all done. Everything you say goes on there.
Have I been saying it now? For heaven's sake.
Well, tell me some more about... what did your husband do?
Carpenter.
He was a carpenter.
Carpenter work, mostly.
Mm-hmm. And
the boys went to school, both of them, until they were over half through the last semester of the last year, and both thought they had to quit to go to work. The farmers wanted them to work for them, so they never got their high school diplomas. But they didn't need them because they went into the war right away, or as soon as there was a chance for them to go. And I kept boarders when the Baptist church was built, when the schoolhouse was built. I boarded a lot of those carpenters. Well,
Yes, I remember when you used to
huh?
work in the Baptist church. I say I remember.
Yes, I worked there.
Been a lot of changes in Wild Rose.
Yes.
It's been. Where was your milliner shop in Wild Rose?
I rented Dick Sage's front rooms. That's where that...
It's where the tavern is now.
There's a tavern there now, yes.
Yes, the Hujet Tavern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I rented that, kept a restaurant in that building where, it was Susie Williams' building for a while. Who lives there now, I wonder?
Well, it's a house.
Yes, it's a dwelling house now.
Gary Nelson lives now.
Oh, yes, that's mm-hmm. right. And I kept boarders there, and I sold big stuff. Why, I used to sell bread, make up a 100-pound sack of flour a day and sell it all. Bread and donuts. Oh, my.
You were a hard-working woman.
Because it was too much. It was too much. I didn't think I was working hard. And I had my little milliner store in there, in the front part for a while.
Wasn't Mrs. Hurst in with you in the milliner store?
Well, at one time I sold her, the goods belonged to her and Mrs. Minnie Whitmore of Hancock. I sold on commission for them, and then later I got some of my own. And from there, we went into that house where Martin Kowalski lives. That is the name I was trying to think of.
Oh, you lived on River Street down at Martin Kowalski's house?
At Martin Kowalski's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember some of the things some of the business places in Wild Rose at that time?
What? I wonder. C.A. Smart, of course, he was the first one
mm-hmm.
ever to have a store there, I guess. And Patterson. Patterson and Clark, I believe, were together at first.
I guess there was a Hickory Jones that had a store earlier than Smart, though.
Oh, yes, maybe,
But Smart was
remember.
One of the very first. Mm-hmm. And who ran the hotel at that time?
Who did?
Was it Gordon?
Oh, Mrs.
Hughes.
Huh?
Hughes. Wasn't there a Hughes?
Or was somebody before him?
Gordon?
What is that?
I have heard that there was a Gordon, John Gordon or something, that had a hotel.
Oh, yes, they ran the hotel. My sister
mm-hmm.
Ella worked there for them.
Mm-hmm.
But still earlier than that was, who was it? I don't want that to go on.
No, that's so. I don't remember, of course, but I've heard of the Gordons. And
yes,
then
Johnny
Danny
Gordon.
Hughes, I don't remember what his name was, but
who?
There was a Hughes that ran the...
Will
Hughes, that's right.
Will Hughes and his
uh-huh.
wife, Lucinda.
Uh-huh.
But earlier than that, who was that school principal that died? And his widow lives out on Hugh Charles's farm.
Hanky. But you're thinking of Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley's running.
Your father was Bradley.
Yes, they were the first ones that I remember
of
running
yes.
it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mr. Bradley.
And, of course, they had a post office in Wild Rose that time.
Yeah.
Who was... postmaster, do you remember?
Dr. Carey was the first postmaster I remember of. And he died in 1899. of what was called appendicitis afterward, but wasn't recognized at first, I guess. World Stewart died. He doctored World Stewart and he died.
They used to call it inflammation of the stomach, didn't they?
Of the bowels, yeah. And then Dr. Carey died. And he had the post office. Well, Dr. Wilcox came next, I guess, didn't he?
After Carey, I guess.
After Carey died, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Carey married him.
Yeah. And then Dr. Fuller?
Mm-hmm. Who was the man that was with Dr. Fuller for a while?
I didn't know there was anyone.
Yes, there was. He was in the office with him. And there was Dr. Vanderlyn and Dr. Anderson. And, oh, we had a lot of doctors.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't any cars in those days.
No, I remember the first car we had a ride in was Frank Clark's Buick. Cadillac, his Cadillac, he called it. Yeah, a Cadillac. Mm-hmm. He took us out to the fish hatchery for a ride.
Arnold Haupt had one of the
first
cars.
Yes, he had a Buick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was always room for one more in Arnold's car when he'd go for a ride. Always, children mostly.
I think that's the first car that I ever rode in was Arnold Hodgson.
I suppose. Well, Arnold died of the flu in 1918.
Well, do you remember when the bank was robbed?
Yes.
The excitement of that?
Very much so. My two boys were out east in Springwater, some farmers picking up potatoes. And oh, I was so scared to have them come home that night. I remember when they came to the door, it was after dark. They came and called me from the door because I had it locked. And I grabbed them and brought them in. They were scared.
It was an exciting time. I know I was scared.
Oh my, we were all scared.
Mm-hmm.
Genevieve, that one who wrote that letter that you read to me, it was living with her grandmother at Amherst then, but she was staying in Wild Rose with Frank Thomas, her son-in-law, Genevieve's father. She spent that afternoon with us, and we watched them go down the road over across the pond. Oh my, how we worried them. Wondered what was going on. Then we all went uptown that night. See the robbers.
Were there any Indians around when you were a child? Do you?
Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
They camped around? You were,
they
you
camped
remember
around the, those little old fish lakes over by the William R. Hughes farm. They used to come. They'd bring bear meat, nicely dressed. I want to trade to Mother for her bread. They loved her bread. We were alone one day, us children. Mother had gone down to visit her sister, Mrs. Teston, I guess, in Springwater. And Ikeus came along, coming home from town. And he said, there's a band of Indians coming. You better lay low, not let them see you. And they came on their horses. Oh, there was a bunch of them come down the road. Yeah, we looked toward the house, and we stood, we got the curtains down so and fixed so we could peek at them, but they never came near us. They were, I don't think there were any ugly ones at that time. But we saw lots of them.
Did you ever see bear?
No.
Any of your?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a deer. Once I was coming down the road and There was a grove over a ways, and then a field that had been cleared, and the road, and then a farmhouse in the yard on this other side. That deer come out of those woods and hopped over that clearing, over the fence and the road, and over the other fence and away off into the other woods. It's the only deer I ever saw. We used to go, where my Davis's home was south of us. We had a pass through the woods. Well, we used to go back and forth. That was Mrs. Davy Clayton, you know, with Annie Davis, Arthur, Katie, the older one. She wasn't home much of the time. And then that mother died, and he married and had five or six children again.
Where did, when you were home with your folks, where did you go to do your trading? At
Wild Rose. Jenny and I used to carry the butter and eggs to Wild Rose. Well, when Pa got horses, we went to Plainfield.
Mm-hmm. Made lots of butter in those days, didn't they?
Yeah.
That was a lot of work for the women.
Yeah, I should say.
And where did you go to get your mail? At Wild Rose, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No mail brought to the door then?
No.
Days.
When did that go into effect, that bill, I wonder?
I really don't know.
I wasn't sure whether Clarence Corney started in the beginning.
There was mail carriers, rural mail carriers, ever since I can remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I almost think that Clarence was one of the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Hart was, but he didn't run very long.
He was ours on the farm.
Yeah. Jim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Matt Jones took his route.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. They raised lots of potatoes in those days, didn't they?
Great potato country.
There's lots of potatoes brought into Wild Rose, I guess, at one time.
Yes, there surely was. Hmm.
Did your husband work in the warehouse?
Yes.
Well,
Hobby Davis's warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was plenty of work in those days, too. For those who wanted to work.
It was all wood that was burned then, too, I suppose. They had to...
I don't think there was... I don't know of anybody that burned coal.
There wasn't any railroad in Wild Rose, I guess, until...
There was what?
No railroad.
Oh, no. I wonder... I don't know what year that came through. A long time ago.
About 1904 or something like that, I think.
Oh, no, it was before then.
Was it?
Before we moved to the town of Rose.
Uh-huh.
See, Elizabeth was born in 1906. That was long before that. We were living down in the... Oh, I didn't tell you about my beginning.
All right, tell it.
I was born in the town of Dayton, Waupaca County, Wisconsin, and went to school at what was called the post schoolhouse, the post school, for must be about 2 years, and George Dopp's mother was my teacher,
mm-hmm.
Della Darling,
uh-huh.
Della Dopp. And she was the only teacher that ever spanked me. She switched my legs because she told me not to go in the water. There was a pond of water there, and oh, how we loved to play in it. And I disobeyed her and got myself wet around here. And she had a little switch. It didn't hurt, but oh, I thought it was terrible.
Maybe you needed it.
I suppose, because I disobeyed her, of course. My, she was a lovely person.
Mm-hmm.
She was. So, I didn't know I was giving you the history when I started out.
Oh. Well, is there anything else you can think of that you can tell us?
No, I don't think of anything just now.
Any incidents that happened when you were teaching school? Do you have any big boys?
Yes, but I always had good boys. There was Louis Jinks came to school to me. Chester too, I guess. And Edna. There were other boys that I can't remember the names now.
Who were some of your teachers when you went to school? Do you remember the names?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember who the first one was. I don't remember many of them. Abby Williams and Hattie Williams and who lived on that place, that farm where Dr. Hong lives now? A Norwegian. They had a son who became our teacher. Ed Ryerson, I think his name was. George Spear and I don't think I went to school very many years. It was just a grade school, you see.
Mm-hmm. And these institutes that you went to, Teachers Institute?
The what?
A Teachers Institute? Where were they held?
That was, in the fall, usually in Wautoma, but I think I did go there once.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because Edith Smith Clark went there too.
You could teach as soon as you finished the eighth grade without going
yes.
to school at all,
yeah.
You could teach.
There was no high school then.
Mm-hmm.
And then Poinsettia and Auroraville and Pine River. I went to Teachers Institute in Pine River two or three times and boarded at Stetson's. It was quite an eventful life, but it's about over with.
Well,
this is a nice place to live, but oh my, I get so homesick. I didn't say when I was born, did I?
No.
On the 16th of October, 1878.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lady, there's two ladies down the hall and one across the hall that's my age,
mm-hmm.
or will be soon.
Mm-hmm.
One will be 92 in this spring and the other two will soon be 91.
You have one son still living, don't
no,
you?
No, I haven't.
Is it Will?
He died the 11th of December, a year ago last December.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you just have your two daughters then.
Yeah. And they've been to see me, I guess they missed one Sunday, it stormed so. And I came here the 7th of last May, and they've been here every Sunday, and once or twice during the week. But all this moving was the worst of all. Because they picked up my things. Somebody else did while I was in the hospital. I can't find half of them.
Well,
I shouldn't put that in, but it's the truth.
Well,
it's a nice place to live, and there's a lot of nice people here. And
if you're getting tired, we can turn this off. And
yeah, I think I've given you quite a history.
Okay.